every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Now, just the other day, had Darren Halpin on the program talking about the Palms, of course. That was at a stage when it was being released. He said, oh, we've got 87 lots up there. Do you know how many he's got left? 9. It's incredible, isn't it? The demand. I don't know what's going on, whether it's people moving up from the south, I suppose, why wouldn't you? Or it's local people trading up from, I don't know, Edgehill or something to the new estate. We're about to find out anyway. It says here, Bronwyn Farr writes in the Cairns Post today, operational works are set to kick off at a $300 million housing estate, Northern Beaches. Very few lots in the first release remain available, a total of 87, released mid-October, Enclave 1, comprising Stage 1 and 2 of the Palms Collection. Darren said some 70 of them are under contract, 8 more are on hold, leaving just 9 lots remaining. Oh, I don't think he'll be overly disappointed with that outcome. He's Managing Director, Halpin Property Group. Hello, Darren.
How are you, John?
Pretty well on par with what you said would happen. You've got a handful left. Very quick. I mean, you must have been flat out signing contracts.
Yes, luckily we can use DocuSign these days, so it's a bit easier than the old days. Mm. But yes, mate, it's been very exciting. Good time of year. And it's going as we expected, I suppose.
Who were the buyers?
Look, lots of locals and lots of southerners. I reckon it's probably 50-50 at this stage.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people in the Northern Beaches have seen their houses rise by 100 or 200,000 in value, and probably gave them a chance to then upgrade, you know, from where they are.
Okay.
So there's a lot of upgraders. There's a few downsizers. People who have got big houses who no longer need larger houses are downsizing into smaller blocks and, you know, in a lovely new estate with all the walking tracks and what we're providing there. And then a lot of southerners just buying to move here. Yeah, it's amazing.
More Sydney or more Melbourne?
Good mix of all southern states, mainly Victorians, because a lot of them already holiday here. So they've been saying, well, we holiday there now, we're going to move there and buy a house and live in that precinct. So,
because they're suffering from frostbite, I presume.
Yeah, correct.
Let's talk about this, what you just talked about too. The downsizing's interesting. What's the smallest block?
Oh, look, I think our smallest are 450s, and there's only a few of those, because the average is, I think, 660 throughout the whole estate. Mm. Look, if you're in your 60s and 70s, you don't want a large yard to look after.
No.
And these days with building designs and builders building great products and being innovative with their streetscapes and what they put into a house, people get a lot of value out of buying smaller blocks and building lovely houses on them. The two garages and it's amazing. Like I would never have thought you could do much on 450, but when you see what they do on 300 metres down south, 450 gives builders massive latitude. And look, we've only got a few that size, but even 550s.
Yeah.
You can build a lovely product on 550 and get good value out of it.
Now, let's go to where we've got the large amphitheatre, we've got parklands, we've got community facilities. The work began, this is the earthworks, early November for stage one. When does all that get completed, if you had to have a guess?
Yeah, so the work that started in November was creating the school lot.
Oh, okay.
So the Catholic school and putting the sewer line in. And as part of that, that was putting the sewer line in for the whole of Enclave 1 or Stages 1 and 2.
Mm.
And the entrance is now in. This application that we put in, we're hoping to start work on that February, March, and be giving titles to the first 87 blocks by June or July of this year.
Oh, okay. Of next
and
year.
Then, yes, oh, sorry, yes, yes, in 6 months.
Yeah.
And then the next stage, which is Enclave 2, we think we'll launch that in February, and we'll be delivering that titles around November, December next year.
Okay.
So in 12 months.
Now, here's a tricky one. The tourist park and villas, when might the gate be opening there?
Look, we're thinking December 2023 will be that I think, because it's such a big project.
A couple of years away, yeah.
We still haven't got the finalised plans and engineering for the water park. You know, we've increased the number of slides from 14 to 15 water slides as part of that water park precinct.
Yeah.
But it's not final. It's not finalised yet. But it's pretty close.
Well, the water park's 2 years away too, obviously, at least.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the whole thing is, right. Yeah. Yeah. So our thoughts are, you know, we'll build either half of the water park, like 7 or 15.
Okay.
Just it really all depends on how that all plays out. Mm. And then 60 to 80 units and maybe 80 caravan sites up front as stage one. And we're thinking that'll be open by December 23.
I think that water park thing is the thing that sets people's imagination going up here. We've been talking about that for decades, so that's exciting. Yeah. The other thing too here, you've got, and this is interesting too, shops, restaurants and bars, but they won't be opening until the village centre opens, will they?
That's correct.
The tourist park.
Yeah, so they'll be all part of the tourist park. Right? Yeah. So, you know, as we found with Paradise Palms, It needs people to come through these places and be staying there to make them profitable.
Yeah.
If they aren't profitable, they're not going to be sustainable, and they'll open and close. So
exactly.
We won't be opening any of those things until the water park and tourist park are operational, and that'll all happen simultaneously at the same time.
Very interesting update. Have a great Christmas, Darren.
Same, mate. Thank you for the year.
That's Darren Halpin on the line. He's Managing Director at Halpin Property Group. And the time's on 29 to 11.